In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My dearly beloved in Christ, when we look at people and their accomplishments, we consider St. Joachim, the father of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the grandfather of Jesus Christ. As you probably know, St. Anne and Joachim were childless, and together they prayed that God would give them a child. And their prayers were answered. They became parents of God's masterpiece, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I'd like to read some things from the Breviary, the Divine Office. These are short sermons of St. Epiphanius, Bishop, and also another sermon of St. John Damascene regarding the St. Joachim. From the root of Jesse, as we read in the Gospel today, sprang King David, and from the tribe of King David, the Holy Virgin, holy, and the daughter of holy parents, Joachim and Anne, who indeed pleased God in their lives, and in such manner likewise brought forth a child, the Holy Virgin Mary, at once the Mother of God and His temple. Moreover, these three, Joachim, Anne, and Mary, clearly offered to the Trinity a sacrifice of praise. For Joachim, the word Joachim, means preparation of the Lord, because out of him was prepared the temple of the Lord, namely the Blessed Virgin Mary. Anne means grace, because Joachim and Anne received a grace when in answer to their prayers they brought forth such a fruit and obtained the Holy Virgin. And then St. John Damascene says, since it was to be that the Virgin Mother of God should be born of St. Anne, nature dared not at all anticipate this child of grace, but waited for so long a time until grace should have brought forth her fruit. It was indeed fitting that she should come into the world as the firstborn, she who was to bear the firstborn of all things that were created, even him by whom all things were put together. O blessed couple, Joachim and Anne, to you is every creature indebted, for through you every creature is offered to the Creator this gift, the noblest of gifts, namely, the chaste mother who alone was worthy of the Creator. Rejoice, Saint Joachim, for from thy daughter a son is born to us, and his name is called the Angel of the Great Council, that is, of the salvation of the whole world. Let the heretic Nestorius be covered with shame, and let him put his hand upon his mouth. This child is God. Therefore, I ask, how can she who bore him be other than the Mother of God? If anyone does not acknowledge the Holy Mother of God, he is far from God. O blessed couple, Joachim and Anne, and indeed you are known to be pure by the fruit of your bodies, as Christ said in a certain place, by their fruits you shall know them. You ordered your lives by rule, as was pleasing to God and worthy of her who has sprung from you. For the chaste and holy exercise of your office, you brought forth the treasure of virginity. My dearly beloved in Christ, I'd just like to use this opportunity to have some reflections upon Saint Joachim's daughter, our Blessed Virgin Mary, the Virgin Most Faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? When we say a person is faithful, we generally mean that he or she is true, loyal to a superior, to a friend, to a cause, or truthful and exact in fulfilling an obligation. A faithful friend is one you can depend upon to be true to you in misfortune and failure. A faithful servant adheres to his master no matter what danger or difficulty comes in the way. A faithful person is full of faith in the sense that you can feel full trust in him or her. Never was there a heart so faithful as Mary's. First of all, in her own life on earth, how true she always was to our Lord in every sorrow or need or trial of his life. From the sufferings and privations of his infancy, the terrors of the flight into Egypt, all through his hidden and public life, to his passion and death on the cross, she was always with him, always ministering to him. Even at the last, when she could do nothing more for him, she stood by the cross to the very end, fearing no danger to herself, all her thoughts fixed upon him. As we read in St. John's Gospel, there stood by the cross of Jesus, Mary, his mother. These words are a history, a picture of Mary's fidelity, its crown and consummation. But there remained what was perhaps a still more searching test of her fidelity to Jesus. She was bereft of his visible presence. He left to her the care of his church, his mystical body, then in its infancy, as it were, just born and needing a mother's care. Her whole heart was with Jesus. Earth was to her without Jesus nothing but a blank wilderness and desert. And yet, she did this last hard task for her son's sake, just as she had done so many others. For 15 long, weary years, she lived patiently, fulfilling the charge he left to her, ministering to his church, as she had done to himself in his infancy, watching over his apostles and disciples, consoling them in their difficulties, advising them in their doubts, encouraging them in their trials, assisting them in every way by her power, saving souls by her example and her mighty intercession. Now in heaven, she is the same steadfast, loyal, faithful virgin, so true to her servants and children that no one has ever served her in the very least thing, but has been repaid 100-fold. Who could count the souls of sinners saved by her just because they showed her some small honor or done her some little service? She has been faithful to them. She will be faithful to us. Let us in turn be faithful to her. St. John Birchmans, when asked what was the best devotion to Mary, answered, "The least thing, provided one is faithful to it." We need never fear to be forsaken by Mary, the Virgin Most Faithful. In the apocalyptic vision, the Son of Man is styled faithful and true. And Mary, who so closely resembles Jesus, may also be described by these two words, faithful and true. What a consolation for us to reflect on this truth. We may again interpret faithful as full of faith. How true of Mary is this aspect of faithfulness also, as we read of her in Scripture of St. Luke records the words of St. Elizabeth, "Blessed art thou that hast believed." She was ever faithful to Jesus. She was all for him. Jesus filled in her the place that self holds in us, our self-centeredness, our self-will, our excessive self-love. When we say the Lord is with thee, one meaning of the prayer is that our Lord is with her inseparably and sovereignly, even as self is dominant in us. She's ever holding up to us, even in her very statues and pictures, saying, "Whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye." I'd like to close with a story. St. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori in his Glories of Mary relates the following example of Mary's fidelity to those who honor her, even in small ways. A famous robber who lived in the mountains of Trent in Italy was one day admonished by a religious to change his life, but replied that for him there was no remedy. He was pledged by his evil companions to continue in the path he had begun. "No," said the religious, "it is not so. Do what I tell you. Fast on Saturdays in Mary's honor. On that day, make a rule never to molest anyone. And Our Lady will obtain for you the grace not to die in enmity with God." The poor robber did as he was advised most faithfully, even going unarmed on Saturdays, that he might not fall failed in his vow. But one Saturday, he met with officers of justice, and sooner than break his vow, he let himself be arrested. He was by this time an old, gray-haired man, and said that he would offer his life in expiation for his crimes. After the execution, a grave was quickly dug and his body thrown into it without ceremony. But afterwards, the Mother of God with four virgins was seen to take the body from that place and wrap it in a rich cloth embroidered with gold. They then carried it to the city gates. Our Lady said to the guards, "Tell the bishop in my name to give honorable burial to this poor man, for he was my faithful servant." This was done, and all the people thronged to the place where they found the body, the rich pall, and the casket. From that time, many of the people of that place began to fast on Saturdays. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.